ultimately, South Sudan is a microcosm of everything that China experiences in the world today. And in many ways, South Sudan is a blank canvas for Beijing to test policies and approaches that they then might want to roll out elsewhere in the world. That's not least because the West has very much withdrawn from the space that is South Sudan. That's not necessarily physically, but largely emotionally. The West has become quite disenchanted with the protracted nature of conflict in South Sudan. And yes, Western embassies remain in South Sudan, as do NGO outposts, but there's much less appetite within Western political circles to engage with South Sudan, and there's greater disillusionment within the international community with Juba post-independence. So the mood has really shifted from where it had been in the run-up to independence, and that in turn created a void that China has very much filled. We could argue that Beijing didn't have much of a choice but to step up. China had turned a blind eye to international sanctions up until the early 2000s, and as a consequence, countless Chinese citizens and, equally pivotally, assets remained in the country. Now that has meant considerable exposure to otherwise domestic strife and discontent. What's fascinating to see in all this is how China's engagement with and in South Sudan has substantially evolved. It's certainly trial and error, a lot of it, and for the first time in decades, there is a global player that might be powerful enough to challenge the status quo and bring about a considerable paradigm shift vis-a-vis how we approach security internationally. And that in itself is fascinating to research.